Hello.
Hi.
Howdy, folks.
Since we are the small site, so yeah, I just wanted to ask who's going to take notes today? I'm happy to do it, but I totally misunderstood the whole thing, I think. So, Autumn, I never wanted to take it away from you, but I'm happy to do it. So, just.
Yeah, I definitely put both of y'all's names down because I had the same question. I was like, I'm happy for either of y'all to do it. Autumn, do you particularly really want to take notes today? She might not have sat down yet. Why don't you go for it and we'll just see what we see. I think everybody was kind of, which is great. I think it was actually my day to take notes, but since I don't have an alternate for chairing the meeting, we ended up passing it around. So I appreciate it. And we'll give it a couple minutes before we dive in and get started.
Okay.
Oh,
Finally. Sorry.
it's all right, Autumn. We were trying to figure out who was going to take notes today.
I had myself down, and Yana so kindly offered. I'm still happy to do it. I'm a little nervous that my connection is crap today. Zoom keeps freezing on me.
Well,
So.
if you're up for it, Yana, why don't you go for it and
I never, Autumn, I never wanted
Oh.
to take over take it away from you, but I will to take it today, right? And then
Yes, and I'd be happy to trade you for any time that you were supposed to do it in the future. Thank you. Thank you, Yana.
thank you also.
Well, let me share my screen and we can dive in. Can y'all see an Atlassian product in front of you? All right, cool. All right, well, welcome, folks, to the October 23rd, 2025 PC meeting, and we have just discovered that Jan is taking notes for us today. Another great announcement is that daylight savings is coming up, I guess, in the US it's coming up. What do we have here? The shift is next week
In
for
Europe,
European.
it's this Sunday. So,
Okay.
and in the US, it's 1 week after, I think.
Well,
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
I would say it would be great if our governments could coordinate those things, but ours isn't even running right now, so
I
that's
just realized that it's actually a few countries only that have daylight saving times. A lot of countries do not have or don't have anymore. So maybe for some countries, it's always pain that half of the year you have different time slots than the rest of them.
I will say this has nothing to do with anything, so forgive me for this, but I was speaking last night with a man who runs construction crews that do road construction, and he was telling me that he can't wait for the time shift because his crew shows up in the morning and it's dark for like an hour and they all just kind of stand around not doing anything. And so it was, for me, it was helpful to remember that there is a reason why these things happen, and it's not just to irritate people who aren't outside. All right. Well, any other announcements or things worth pointing out? Okay, well, moving right along, let's do an action item review. We have some action items living on from last time. I did this, I did these things. I did add a section to remove meeting minutes, and I don't know if I actually added the link to the recording, but somebody did. So that was done. Thank you, whoever did that. I did archive the subgroup, the roadmap subgroup, mere moments ago, and add some rows in for our new subgroups. So, right. Okay. We thought that we could take a minute to talk and just kind of gather some ideas from the group about this concept of a newsletter. And I'll just say a few words about what the thinking was there. But basically, a lot of things happen kind of all over the Folio community, and it seemed like, and several people have mentioned in several different contexts, that it would be useful to have some sort of digest that comes out at a regular cadence that does some sort of summary of, major or significant things, or that are happening in kind of all the different pockets of the community. So, in an attempt to kind of collect together information that might be in a newsletter, we have this section up here where we're intending to kind of hoist significant topics up to this top level after each meeting. Or I think maybe a good cadence, might be to do it at the subsequent week's planning meeting, to just kind of fill that in for last week. The idea being that, I don't know, I'm just making up numbers here, but like on a monthly basis or something, you could go in and see, this kind of list of highlights for a specific meeting that could then be put into some sort of digest or newsletter or something like that. And if a lot of groups were participating in this activity, then their hi the highlights across multiple groups can be concatenated together into one newsletter. I think that, broadly speaking, seemed to be the idea that was going on. Does anybody know, I guess, one, if that sort of idea has taken any more shape than what I just described? Because my perspective on it is it's just like been an idea that's been kind of thrown around in some meetings. Do we know if anybody is spearheading that or trying to get that off the ground, or is this a PC thing only?
I think it might be a PC meeting only, but I'm wondering if maybe we should open it up. Because I that just doesn't sound right that it's a PC only initiative, and it might be good to do it along with like the community council and the other technical council. I don't know, maybe it's something to bring up with the chairs of the council, maybe.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if anyone's spearheading it, but we want to be careful of like over communicating as well. Get it in, and making sure that this newsletter doesn't get like lost in the shuffle of everything else too.
That's a really good point, Charlotte.
And I think also, for people not regularly attending these meetings, then maybe the councils a little bit is, you are not so focused about what is community council, what is technical council, what is PC. So
Yeah.
and then it will be the most important news from each of these three councils, and then we also avoid to, get too much into the details where we
Yeah.
are more or less just summarizing the meeting minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think at the very least, it seems to me, and I'd like to get y'all's opinion about it. You go first, Yana.
I just wanted to know what the who's the target group and what do we want to send out, because we have a folio newsletter, right? The general one for the whole community.
I that could be the case. I do not know about the Folio newsletter.
I know that the community outreach stick that is dormant or not existing anymore did that frequently, and Rachel and her team did that. And I think around WolfCon, normally we have some kind of ha or had in the past some kind of newsletter, right? So is that what we want to achieve? Revive the newsletter for the whole community, or is it just a tool for us to send out to from the councils, word from the council? And then I think it should be, as Charlotte said, not a reiteration of our notes, but a
Yeah, I mean the my experience of this so far has just been through like the shoulder meetings at WolfCon and maybe in a few different meetings. I think I might have even offered the idea up in a meeting, but I've just heard it kind of echoed around a lot where people were just saying, people were expressing this feeling of being a little lost. And like all the meetings in Folio, you know, they kind of come into the community and there's just so many things going on in so many different places and not really feeling like they have a comprehensive picture of what's going on. So one of the ideas that was thrown out there to address that is some sort of master list of all the meetings that are occurring in the community. Which I think would be a good idea. And then another idea that was thrown out there is maybe having some sort of regular digest that, you know, kind of communicates the major topics that are happening in the various conversations all around. But I suppose where it kind of landed was that how do you start something like that? You know, there's a lot of different people, a lot of different moving parts. So maybe we just kind of try to lead by example and have the councils be the first ones to kind of, you know, support this concept. And then maybe we could add on other things like the SIGs, but like, you know, maybe just the councils are a good place to start. And then how do you get the councils on board? Well, maybe the product council just starts doing it and then we can get the other councils to join in. Charlotte.
So I think one of the purposes with this newsletter would also be, you know, to for libraries to feel more connected with the community, and you know, potential also be a paying member, and not just a customer with a vendor. So that would be, you can say, it's not just for, you know, making sure our information is widespread, etc., but it's also to establish a more communities, community sense of community.
It does seem like Jana, I really appreciate you bringing up these other initiatives that seem to be in the same space because it's probably very likely that this is as exactly as you say, not the first time that people have played around with this idea and explored this. And so if there are other people in the community that are and you know still have an interest in seeing something like this happen, we should definitely, you know, find those people and partner with them to, you know, make sure we're pooling our efforts.
That's what I wanted to hang my argument on too, is that in the past I remember that it was really hard to find content for this newsletter and bringing it out, and I think that is something that newsletters always have that they need somebody being responsible for them and finding topics and being clear about that. And as long as we do not have people or a group attached to it, I think it might be harder for us to get something out.
Do you think a partnership like this might be successful if there was a group that was responsible for putting the newsletter out, but the councils or the various meetings participating in it were going through the effort of making sure that they were surfacing topics from their group like this? Do you think that would create a good synergy? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm I'm not sure this group still exists. And
I
we
think.
should bring up or find out if that's the case. I can ask Rachel, or we can reach out to Rachel and ask her what the current status of that is. But I was not really sure if this exact newsletter that is on our notes is the same, for the whole community or just for the councils to communicate their major points. And I also heard in all of it the information that, or the wish for new community members to be onboarded somehow. And I remember in the past we talked a lot about that, and I think we also had a PC group, a PC onboarding group, so community onboarding group. So maybe we need to separate all these kinds of information. I think we should re-specify what we want. Yeah. Or
Do
maybe
you
I
mind
didn't
if
understand. Maybe I didn't understand correctly.
I mean, it sounds like you're on the right track to me, at least. Are you okay with me putting you down for this action item to, okay, awesome. All right. Well, we got making progress there. I think one of the things that we can do if we're all on board with it is to continue trying to fill these in. Just as like kind of priming the pump and trying to get the flow of information to start it. So, all right, let's do a standing updates. I don't know if we have the relevant people here. Alexis is not with us today, is that correct?
Yeah, I saw her regrets on the page.
Okay.
So,
Is anybody aware of any CC updates that are worth mentioning here? Okay. And I believe Todd is not with us, at least through the first half of this meeting, I think, or I might be mixing up my days, but is anybody, I have something for the TC, but is anybody aware of anything else for the TC? Oh, well, Jen, this is fantastic. What do you got? Oh, you're muted.
Maybe it's going to be what you were going to say, but essentially we passed that recommendation regarding support periods. Yep, right there. And then it also is going to require approval from the PC. I believe that Julian is probably going to come at some point and talk about it. I don't know if he's actually here today. But I think that's probably our main thing we have going on that affects you all.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was going to bring up, and I'll put this link in the chat, Yana, for the notes. But yeah, I think we should be proactive about inviting Julian to come talk to us and talk us through what's going on with this, since it's requiring our approval. Yeah, I think a good first step is to wrap our mind around what it is and what the scope of all of this is, and maybe set aside some time for discussion. So by way of announcements, this thing exists. You can go read it. That might be a good start, and I'd be expecting for us as a council to be engaging with this topic in the near future. Okay. Let's see, RMS.
Yeah, sorry. I just put those notes in now. I forgot. So we did meet. So we talked about the recent decision, of TC to support the well, to support the support period. But we really weighed in saying, Product Council needs to react to this. It really wasn't like a management stakeholder. I mean, it concerns release management, but we really wanted the PC to weigh in on that. And then talked about CSP8 and kind of, what we need to do for Sunflower to make that Go with more CSPs, and that's about it.
I'm a little fuzzy on processes when it comes to these decision records. These decision records, the one that we're looking at here, is a mechanism of the technical council, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jim, from your perspective, how much, like, if we as the PC look at it and we're like, man, we really feel like we could approve this if, and then we have some suggestions for changes. Are y'all open to any iteration on it, or is it kind of a take it or leave it kind of thing?
I think we're open to iteration. There was a good deal of discussion about what PC's concerns about it might be, and we hoped that we, by adding the ability to have functional CSPs, alleviated most of those concerns. So I think there's hope that you will approve it.
Sure.
I think the other thing that PC will have to do is, I believe that PC owns the current support policy. So TC would be making this recommendation and approving it from our point of view. But then PC owns that support policy document. So you would, I think, need to update that. One thing I think we haven't fully thought about is, it'd be, and maybe we don't need to, but if there's a split, I'm not sure exactly what will happen because the security is under TC. And what this proposal is essentially saying is that that we should be honest about how long there is security support for these underlying dependencies. And the community has choices about what happens once those dependencies expire, if you want to think about it in food terms. But it doesn't change the fact that they expire. And so the TC proposal essentially says, hey, we need to say that there's a date that these things expire. And if anything arises after that date, you have to make some choices. Alameda did work up a matrix of what can happen when a security issue arises in things that are past their support period. And that's actually a very useful thing because it essentially elucidates the fact that, risk is, it's not, risk is not all or nothing. There's like little risk and there's big risk, and how you respond to the risk can be nuanced. So I've rambled a little bit, but hopefully I think that we'll be able to come to something that everybody agrees with.
Sure. Yeah. I guess I just kind of wanted to know what level of engagement we should be planning on taking with this. I mean, it sounds really hopeful, and I was a part of a few of the conversations that y'all had, and I thought they were going in a great direction. So, I do think there is language in place out there that indicates that if there is a deadlock in some sort of decision that affects multiple councils, that the CC steps in and sorts it out. I don't know that that's the case. I can't point right to it, but I feel like that's part of some
I think you're
charter.
right. I think that's in the charter somewhere, or the governance stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good. We're not going to have to go to mom and dad. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Okay. Subgroup updates. I'd really like to just go there. I think I have the page up. Okay. Here we go. All right. So I think we now have these in place. So I'm trying to get my tiny laptop screen to cooperate with me. Yeah, I'd like to just kind of go through and make sure that these are updated. I suppose this column for release manager stakeholder group, release management stakeholders group, having a target end date makes no sense for this, right? We intend for this group to just go on and on. Is that right? I think that's right. But we can expect it to check in next time. Via the liaison. All right. Is this still accurate? It still meets Mondays at 9 a.m.
It does. Yeah, I think this group has existed for a rather long time. So when I and I think the expectation, I haven't read the charter, or well, I've read the charter, but we have a subgroup that's looking at this, but I think it's kind of like a permanent subgroup, if that makes sense.
Something like that. All
So several of the members are representatives from the councils, but they are no longer with the councils. So, I'd say something we
Yeah.
can discuss in another context.
Yeah, we do have a subgroup, yeah, looking at this. But yeah, I think Jennifer, what do you think about, so we have this check-in date. I mean, this is listed as a subgroup of the product council. How would you feel about the idea of normalizing the interactions of subgroups across the council, so that we handle updates from the RMS group just as a check-in as we go down this list each time?
Yeah, so we already have a check-in with like the community council and technical council space. So would that be a different check-in
It
than
would
this
be
check-in?
instead of that.
I either way I think is fine as long as there's a check-in. So I we could do it this way and see if that works for folks. If folks prefer the other way, we could, so I guess I'm saying I'm not really partial. Either one is fine, I
Okay.
think. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, we'll try it out next time, and like you said, see how it feels. All right, moving down the list, better sample data in tests, folio test environments. Autumn, are you the owner of this? Are y'all still meeting?
We are. We've kind of paused and would like to check in with Product Council. I need to get it on an upcoming agenda, and we need to invite Yogesh, who is co-chair.
Okay. We won't hold you to this in any way, shape, or form, but can I throw a date down on here for a check-in just as like an
For
ask?
sure.
All right,
Yeah.
what are you thinking?
Sooner rather than later, I think would be good.
The 6th is my birthday. Do you want to do it on that day?
I would love to give you the birthday present of a sample data update.
Right, perfect. Okay, community-directed development framework. We did have our initial meeting yesterday. We're working on a charter. We are also going to be trying to determine a scope for the group and throw a date down for target end date. So we'll be filling this in over the coming weeks. As far as the next check-in goes, anybody who's a part of that group, does anyone have an issue with us shooting for having something to talk about next week? See a chat. Okay. Yeah, we'll shoot for next week for that. I also had just a quick housekeeping question about this. This expected effort column is blank for all the existing groups. And there's a lot of columns on here. And it's blank for a lot of the historical ones. I guess I just want to know, like, how valuable do we find this column? And would anybody be opposed to having it removed to just make this a little bit more ergonomic, of a table?
Yeah, I don't think it's that useful.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. Nice. Okay, cool. All right. Alexis is not with us. Anybody who was participating with the community dashboard group, do you know if you guys have met?
Yeah, I could give a update, and anybody else that's here that's on the group. We did meet after last week's product council meeting. Our next meeting is on the 30th after the next meeting, so I don't think we'll be reporting then, but maybe you could put us down for the 6th. And we're just trying to work on a draft of a charter. I was just re reading back over our minutes and questions about what we're doing, but I think the 6th would be good, and if as long as I can be flexible. I don't want to speak for everybody, and I am.
Yeah, and these things, like I said, I mean, it's like expectation setting. But like, if you guys come back next week and you're like, six isn't going to work, well, we can push it. It's all very flexible. All right, and then the RMS group, Autumn, you guys had a great start to a charter going, or we do. I felt like. Any updates from that group?
Just that I think we were aiming also to have something to share draft charter wise and deliverables and that kind of thing on the 6th as well.
Okay. All right. You know what? I just don't want to be that much of an overachiever. I'm going to push ours back a week. Just make it all on the six. That sounds great. Okay. Cool. Let's see if I'll update that. And I do have some notes somewhere. Here we go. No. Okay, awesome. And forgive me as I click around aimlessly. All right. So this actually was not on the agenda during our planning meeting, but I added it between then and now just because it did seem like something that we probably should spend a little bit of time talking about. So what it is during the tri-council meetings at the shoulder meeting, tri-council's shoulder meeting at WolfCon, the PC agreed with the other councils to kind of take on some tasks. I believe these were summarized in a community council meeting minutes not too long ago. And one was work on visibility of development requests, the DIP proposal, which is something that very much falls under the purview of the community directed development framework subgroup. They're definitely, we're definitely going to be diving into that. So that's something that the PC is engaging with directly. But another one for the PC was this create updated list of folio modules with maintenance statuses, including orphaned apps. So, as far as I can tell, we don't have an actionable plan in place for dealing with that. I think there was a little bit of discussion that something like this could be kind of like the DIP one taken up by one of the subgroups that's addressing our goals. But it's not immediately obvious to me which of the three subgroups, seem like a natural fit for this. If we don't do it in one of those three subgroups, should the PC engage in this in our main meeting over time? Should we maybe create another subgroup to wrestle with this problem? I'm open for suggestions. I just thought we could talk a little bit about how we want to approach this. What ideas do we have? Oh, I guess my hand is up. Go for it, Charlotte.
Was it this also the task where Thomas Trott proposed to do a survey of the modules to get a better sense about what modules are, used and by the different libraries and
Thomas is indicating yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say semi-related, yes. I mean, I think this is also like going over all the modules and what was orphaned in that, but that was, this is kind of what I was saying that the survey might be helpful with, that implementers and RA was talking about, where we could get a sense of what modules are being used by what libraries and how in depth they're using them.
Okay. So Thomas, do you want to talk to us just a little bit about, I guess I want to understand your approach. Are you working with another group to achieve this? Are you doing this solo? Do you need help? What does all that look like for you?
So I think the best, originally this came up at WolfCon, RA wanted to do a survey and implementers wanted to do a survey and they kind of found out about each other at WolfCon. So it's great serendipity. But the suggestion was that maybe PC pick this up and they start the main body of the survey so that we're not sending out 50 of them. And then I thought the idea, the possible idea could be is that we start the main survey, but then the PCs do the more in-depth part that are in their specialty areas. So like RA would do the circulation modules, MM would do inventory, and then just kind of branch out that way. But it would just be one survey going out that was coordinated under PC. Implementers has talked about it a little bit because I got the sense from the last time I mentioned about this, we were just so swamped with the other stuff that we didn't have time for it right now. I guess if we did want to go ahead with this, we could try to set up a subgroup that did this, or I could see if implementers has time to start doing a body, the main body of it.
I mean, it. I'm not like, all right, so it looks like, yeah, we got some stuff from chat. Jen, I don't believe that this is related to the core definition. I do. One of the things that the CDDF PC subgroup has talked about is engaging in some exercises, maybe down the road. We're prioritizing the DIP work, but we are talking about engaging in some exercises to explore the definition of community modules, which that would definitely relate to, however, the TC is approaching defining core definitions. But I don't believe that this survey relates to that effort. And I guess I like the idea of the PC engaging with this process via a subgroup, but it seems like the PC subgroup would want to at least have representation from these other groups, Thomas, that you're talking about wrestling with this. I think the PC should be involved with this, but if there are other interested parties and kind of pushing this forward, I mean, that seems great to me. Do you, Thomas, want to maybe take an action item to approach these other groups and see if they would want to tackle this problem in the context of a subgroup?
Implementers already said that they may pick this up, but it probably won't be until the new year.
Okay.
We have, let's see, so implementers is a little strange. We actually have three conveners instead of one. So let's see, our next meeting with the conveners is next Tuesday. So I can talk to them and see if they would be okay with maybe implementers spearheading this, and then we can loop in some, maybe somebody from RA and MM, and see if they want to get the ball rolling, and see what their comfort level is with it.
So my only thought on that is that, you know, I don't want the PC to be derelict in its duty. And apparently, you know, we have said that, you know, we want to provide a list to the community of modules and their maintenance statuses. So if I don't think there's a problem with us just kind of like grabbing a list that was created by the implementers, you know, and say, no, this, yeah, this is it, this is the list. But you know, like if this list comes together and it doesn't have like maintenance status, for instance, listed out, then I don't think that we can call that job done for our part. So what do you think the chances are of whatever survey is conducted being one that ticks all these boxes as well?
I don't think it would. I mean, and what they were mainly talking about at both of the SIG levels was more app usage. So, for instance, implementers wanted to know higher level stuff. What size was your institution? How big is your collection? How many staff do you have? How many items do you normally circulate? How many e-resources you have? So that larger picture of like what the institution looks like. And then RA was more interested in do you use the check-in module? Do you use the checkout module? Do you charge fees and fines? If you do you use actual cost? Do you use a set cost? So actually getting in the nitty-gritty of the apps. It w isn't going to touch on or wasn't planned on being touched on the actual maintenance status of the individual modules, like if our individual parts of Folio is this part still being used or being maintained by a developer? It was more of as an institution, what parts of Folio are you using? What functionality in Folio are you using?
So it sounds like maybe this survey isn't a good fit for what we're trying to accomplish here.
It might be helpful. I think it might be complimentary. I put it that way. Now let
Okay.
Yana jump in. I think it might be complimentary because I think PC wants to know what all the modules are that are out there, what their status is, if they're actively being developed, if they're actively being maintained, or if they've become basically a Darla. But at the same extent, I think this would be complimentary to that because let's say I'm going to use the Bursar export module as an example, that the maintenance of that is maybe let's say it's Darla. No one's actually really maintaining it or actively improving it. But this survey could point out that of the 300 institutions that are using Folio, two are possibly using that export module. So I think that would help us kind of focus in and say, yes, this is a community module, but it's not really being used by the community at large. So then it becomes more of a contributed module instead of a community module.
Somebody mentioned the concept of survey fatigue, and it does seem wasteful if we are engaging with our community in an attempt to gather information about our modules comprehensively, that do that twice, once for the PC's goals and once for the implementer's goals. So it feels like even if implementers picks this up to spearhead it, that we should kind of shoehorn our goals into it as well. I don't know. That's my gut reaction to it. What do y'all think?
I would agree, and I'll let Yana jump in because I've been talking.
I'm sorry. And you're talking with very, it makes all sense. And I was nodding my head off. But Jeremy, what you just said is that I partly disagree because I think these things are different from each other. I think these modules with the maintenance status, isn't that something that has to come from the developers as well? So part of it is information that we already have in the community, and then we have to see and define the target group of the survey as well. Because I don't know if the libraries or Folio community members all can really say something to the Folio modules and the maintenance status. But they certainly can, and that is also very valuable information, say that they are using which apps they're actually using. So, isn't that also a question of where do we direct the question of where do we get the information of Folio modules with the maintenance status, and where do we get the information about the Folio usage app usage?
I have some thoughts on that, but let's hear from Charlotte first.
So I want to say I agree that this survey fatigue, we should do one survey, and because it is will most likely be the same people who needs to fill out these things. So if we are coming with a survey and then 2 months later another survey, that is not professional. Then I'd say, Diana, I'm probably not totally agreeing with you about that the libraries cannot say about the state of the apps, because I know that several apps is not being used simply because the app is not meeting the need for the libraries. So and that is giving an indication about that maybe this app needs more focus, needs more work on in order for it to fulfill its original intention. I will also warn a little against having this too much as two libraries are using this given module, 50 is using this and that module, because it can be two very large libraries. It can maybe be Library of Congress is the only one using some of the modules here. And that does not mean that we will, you know, not continue to support that module. And the whole idea with Folio is that it is not one size fits all. And we have, you know, the European libraries, they are heavily depending on mod inventory update. You know, probably no American libraries are using mod inventory update. So again, we cannot use a number as the only direction for how to do this.
I totally agree with you, Charlotte. I want to know those numbers, but we need to be careful how we interpret them and what decisions we make because of them, for sure. All right, I'm going to throw something out there just as a thought experiment, just to kind of see what our options are here. But let's Zoom. All right. Let's pretend for a moment that that this other survey isn't happening, and we were just approaching this problem fresh. I think that another way to approach this list doesn't seem overly onerous to create. It's a list of here are the modules that exist. We need to find out from people who know, you know, what the general support status is of it. And then when we look at the final list, if there was like no updates or some things just don't, you know, seem like they're not being attended to at all, you know, we identify, you know, kind of maybe just break the modules up into different categories. So I think a way to approach this would be for, you know, and I guess I'm seeing maybe why it made sense that the PC was tapped for this, would be to just reach out to the SIGs and say, what are the modules that you are concerned with? The product owners are embedded right there. I think product owners would be great people to ask about what the support status is of the modules that concern that group, you know? And so if we just asked each of the SIGs to give us a list of the modules that they interface with and the support status of those modules, I bet they would be able to do that. And then we could just compile it together without even really something as sophisticated as a survey mechanism. It could just be, you know, a collection of Slack interactions that then get compiled into a spreadsheet or something like that. Am I thinking about this incorrectly? Am I oversimplifying it, or is that a viable alternate approach, Thomas?
I think it's viable. My fear is that I don't know if the SIGs know all the modules that are being used in Folio and what their current statuses are. And I'm wondering if even an easier way of doing this is literally just hitting GitHub, because if all the modules are in Folio, and I believe they use they're under a standard space, we might be able to just hit GitHub and just do a collection of all the modules for Folio from there, and then also see the last time they were updated. Or even what their update statistics are like, or contributes. So
you really don't think that the product owners and SIGs know all the modules implicated in their SIGs operation?
I think the product owners do. Yeah. I don't know if the SIGs do. That's the problem. And there's so many smaller modules that are hanging out there. But then the other thing, though, too, is do you have a product owner in there that is actually representing other modules? Like there is that, like, so yeah, I mean, I use RA for example. Like, I don't know if everybody who sits at RA knows how many modules make up circulation. Because there's a ton of them. I mean, I do, and Ann does, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. I mean, I do suppose that the approach that I just outlined really leans heavily on the POs to gather the information, not necessarily the SIGs. I think the only reason why I thought about the SIGs was because we have a more direct relationship with the SIGs. So it was kind of like, it seemed like a good path to get at the POs is through the SIGs. Yeah, maybe reaching out to the POs directly would be a better approach.
Yeah, in that case, then I would just go directly to the horse's mouth, so to speak. I would just go directly to the PO group, because they meet about every week. You could just go to one of the PO meetings and say, "Hey, I would like to have a complete list of all the modules that you represent and what the current status are. Are they in active development? Are they in maintenance? Have they been kind of left behind? Are they going to be depreciated?" There may already be such a list set up, if there is, I haven't seen it, but it's very well possible that there's already something compiled that Kalia has. But I think going directly to the POs might make a little bit more sense. And then if you need any more information, then maybe going to the SIGs.
One of the things that in the scenario that you just kind of laid out that I think is really important is you started listing out a select list of what the options are. And I do think that would be important to do before reaching out to the POs, is to decide what categories we feel like a module might fall into, predefine those, and ask them to select the one that best fits the modules they're responsible for. So. Okay. I want to try to come up with an action item for this. Thomas, would you mind taking an action item to interface with the implementer SIG to see if there's room in what they're wanting to do for the PC's goals of determining maintenance status?
I can talk to them next week at our convener's meeting.
Satisfy the PC's goals for a list of modules with, I can never spell maintenance. Nope. All right, sure. Maintenance steps. Okay. Awesome, and thank you. I think, given the fact, I think if the implementers feel like this can work with their survey approach, and they're starting on this in the beginning of the year, I still think that probably fits a time frame that could work with the PC. I mean, we don't have to have this done before 2026 or anything like that. So, okay, awesome. I'm going to propose, if everyone's cool with it, I had a meeting conflict at 9:30 or like 23 minutes ago. So I'm like 23 minutes late to another meeting. I was thinking if we could wrap this up early, then it'll help things out. and we have 7 minutes left, and we have this topic here. I'm not sure how much justice we could do to this in 7 minutes. So is anyone opposed to us calling it here? All right. Thank you, folks. And I'll see y'all online.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, folks.